Hi, and welcome to Pet Tips with Dr. Stacy Nelson from Veterinary Emergency Group in St. Petersburg. Today we're going to talk about a common cat virus that's causing a lot of illness and even deaths in the Tampa Bay area over the last several months. And this is feline panleukopenia virus. This virus is a parvovirus. Now, most people have heard of parvovirus in dogs as a very common illness in puppies. But there are many different types of parvoviruses. There's even one that people get. We do not tend to pass them back and forth between dogs and cats or people and cats. They're very species specific. And so in kittens, we will see this virus cause symptoms of depression, lethargy, fever, vomiting, and diarrhea. The big thing that we will notice on blood work is that their white blood cell counts are very, very low. It causes a decrease in white blood cells, all the white blood cell signs, which is actually what panleukopenia means, all white blood cells low. Because of that, we will see these poor little kitties get very sick from secondary bacterial infections. And they will get very dehydrated to the point that it can be very life-threatening. Treatment for this is just aggressive supportive care, so IV fluids, IV antibiotics, nutritional support, taking care of any secondary electrolyte abnormalities. Those are the big things that we can do for these kittens. Unfortunately, there still is a very high incidence of a death rate in this with this disorder. The incubation period and the initial infection is usually somewhere between 2 to 7 days that it'll take for signs to start to be seen. And so it's very dangerous for kittens to be around other kittens because they may seem healthy but actually be harboring this virus. The good news is that there is a vaccination to protect your kitten from this. But you should still make sure that while they're going through this vaccine series, that they are being quarantined in your house and they're not around other kittens that may be infected. It's spread through oral nasal secretions and fecal secretions. So make sure that you see your veterinarian when you have a kitten and get this vaccine series done for protection. If you have any further questions, please visit our website at veterinaryemergencygroup.com.